Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth 11,000 crore rupees in Ernakulam, Kerala. Prime Minister reaffirms NDA government's commitment to boost welfare of fishermen community in the country. In a first, Supreme Court allows passive euthanasia for a man in coma for over 12 years. Chhattisgarh Cabinet approves Freedom of Religion Bill 2026 to curb religious conversions. 108 Naxalites surrender across six districts of Chhattisgarh. US President Donald Trump announces first oil refinery in 50 years with investments from India's Reliance Industries. And in archery, India to host Asia Cup 2027 in Delhi for the first time in 22 years. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched multiple development projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in Ernakulam, Kerala today. Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone for polypropylene unit at the Kochi refinery of Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, BPCL. The investment on this project is over 5,500 crore rupees. The capacity of this polypropylene unit is 400 kilotons per annum. Polypropylene is an essential material used in packaging, automotive components, medical devices, textiles and household products. In the road infrastructure sector, Prime Minister inaugurated two major highway projects. The first is the six-laning of Thallapady-Chengala section of NH-66, built at a cost of over 2,650 crore rupees. This section forms part of the Mumbai-Kanyakumari economic corridor and will strengthen connectivity between Kasargod and Kannur districts and neighbouring regions including Mangalore and Murali-Pilagram. The second project is the six-laning of Kozhikode bypass from Vengalam to Ramakuttukara, constructed at a cost of around 2,140 crore rupees. Mr. Modi is addressing a rally in Ernakulam. Now we go over live to PM's rally in the city. We are sorry, the Prime Minister's address is over. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed the NDA government's commitment to boost welfare of fishermen community in the country. The Prime Minister said the BJP-led NDA government has recognized the potential of the fishermen community and its role in the blue economy. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the Golden Jubilee celebration of Akhil Kerala Dhivar Sabha in Kochi today.
Samudra se judi arthavyavastha ko keval paramparik machli pakadne tak simit nahi hai. Seaweed production jaise kshetra mein bhi nayi sambhavnaen bani. Keralam mein NDA sarkar ke sahyog se seaweed production clusters vikshit kiye ja rahe hain. Isse fisherman samudaya ki mahilaon aur yuvaon ko aay ke naye avsar milenge.
Further lauding the work of Akhil Keral Dhivar Sabha, the Prime Minister said the organization has been working for the rights of the fishermen community. He said the organization has presented an example of balancing life and employment and progress and nature.
अखिल केरला धीवरा सभा आज अपनी 50th एनिवर्सरी मना रही है. ये संगठन फिशरमैन समुदाय के अधिकारों की रक्षा के लिए निरंतर काम कर रहा है. 50 ईयर्स की इस यात्रा में आपका परिश्रम जुड़ा है. मैं केरलम के सभी फिशरमैन साथियों को, धीवरा सभा के सदस्यों को बहुत शुभकामनाएं देता हूं.
Prime Minister Modi will also visit Tiruchirappalli in Tamil Nadu this evening. He will inaugurate various projects and lay the foundation stone of development projects of around 5,650 crore rupees. Later, Mr. Modi will also address a rally organized by the NDA in Tamil Nadu. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be arriving Tiruchirappalli from Keralam today evening. He will flag off 5 new train services, including 2 Amrit Bharat Express trains, 2 regular express trains and 1 passenger train. He will lay foundation stone for Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited's City Gas Distribution Network in the Nilgiris and Erode districts at an estimated investment over 3,680 crore rupees. He will also dedicate the Indian Oil Corporation's lube blending plant with a capacity of 672,000 metric tons per annum at Manali in Chennai. Chennai with an investment of 1,490 crore rupees. Under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, Mr. Modi will also inaugurate 89 rural roads totaling 370 kilometers across Tamil Nadu. He will also lay foundation for a greenfield bypass near Gangaikonda Chodapuram on National Highway 81. Mr. Modi will later address a public rally. Chidambaranathan, Akashvani News, Trichurappalli.
President Draupadi Murmu today underlined that water conservation is a duty of every citizen. Addressing a national event as part of the ongoing Jal Mahotsav 2026 in New Delhi, the president urged the nation to treat water as an invaluable treasure that must be preserved for generations to come. To secure a sustainable future, President Murmu called upon everyone to make water conservation not just a practice, but a way of life.
जल संरक्षण हम सब का दायित्व है हमें जल को केवल उपयोग की वस्तु के रूप में नहीं देखना चाहिए कहा जाता है कि जल है तो कल है अपने भविष्य को सुरक्षित करने के लिए हमें जल संरक्षण को अपने व्यवहार का अभिन्न हिस्सा बनाना चाहिए
The president said that under the Nal Jal Mitra program, rural youth and women from self-help groups are being trained to make them active partners in the operation and maintenance of water supply systems.
Self-help groups ko jal parikshan aur sanchalan tatha anya rakhrakhav ke karyo mein bhagidari banaya ja raha hai. Hamare samne aise anek udaharan hai jahan self-help groups ki pratibaddhata aur lagan se mahilaon ke jeevan mein aur samaj mein sakaratmak parivartan ho raha hai.
Jal Mahotsav 2026 commenced on the 8th of March with the observance of Jal Arpan across the country and will continue until the 22nd of this month. In its first ever order allowing passive euthanasia, Supreme Court has permitted the withdrawal of artificial life support of a 32-year-old man who has been in a comatose condition for more than 12 years. Passive euthanasia is the intentional act of letting a patient die by withholding or withdrawing life support or the treatment necessary to keep him alive. Ghaziabad native Harish Rana, who was a student of Punjab University, suffered head injuries after falling from the fourth floor of his paying guest accommodation in 2013 and has been in coma for over a decade. A bench of Justices J.B. Pardiwala and K.V. Vishwanathan directed AIIMS Delhi to grant admission in palliative care to Rana so that the medical treatment can be withdrawn. Chhattisgarh government has approved the draft of Freedom of Religion Bill 2026. The decision was taken at a cabinet meeting held in Raipur yesterday evening under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai. The proposed legislation aims to effectively curb religious conversions carried out through force, inducement, fraudulent means, undue influence or misrepresentation while converting from one religion to another in the state. The Ministry of Home Affairs has informed that 108 Naxalites surrendered in six districts of Chhattisgarh. The districts include Bijapur, Dantewada, Sukma, Bastar, Narayanpur and Kanker. The ministry further stated that a reward money of 3 crore 95 lakh rupees was declared on these Naxalites. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah had reiterated that India would be free of Naxalism by the end of this month. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Lok Sabha has resumed discussion on opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla. Participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of BJP said the opposition has brought this resolution to satisfy the ego of some leaders of opposition parties. He said leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhi, should be careful about his words when he speaks abroad.
The proposal that has come against the Honorable Speaker, I will say this with full responsibility. It is not distrust against him, it is just for the satisfaction of someone's ego.
Responding to Mr. Prasad in the House, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi said that he was stopped from speaking in the House on multiple occasions. Earlier, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that internet services in India is most affordable in the world. He said the internet tariffs in the country are nearly 25 times lower than the global average of $2.59 per GB.
10 years ago, in 2014, only 25 crore people had internet connectivity. Today, 103 crore people have internet connectivity. Also, the internet is considered to be the most affordable in India.
Conflict in West Asia has intensified over the past several hours, with fresh military action reported across the region. The United States Central Command says American naval forces destroyed 16 Iranian vessels believed to be involved in laying naval mines near the Strait of Hormuz. More from our correspondent.
In the United Arab Emirates, authorities say the security situation is currently stable, but precautionary measures remain in place. The Ministry of Interior issued an emergency alert early this morning after air defense systems engaged in incoming missile and drone threats from Iran. The Ministry of Defense says interception systems have maintained a high success rate during the 11-day conflict, reporting that about 92% of the missiles and 94% of drones launched towards the country have been neutralized. At the diplomatic level, UAE's permanent representative to the United Nations in Geneva has condemned the attacks. The escalating conflict is also affecting global markets and transport. Brent crude prices have slipped to around $89 a barrel after indications that United States may seek to secure shipping routes through the Strait of Hormuz. Aviation across the region continues to face disruption, with several airlines, including Air India, announcing fuel surcharges from tomorrow due to rising jet fuel cost. Major Gulf aviation hubs, including Dubai International Airport, are operating with delays and limited capacity. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
Two drones fell in the vicinity of Dubai International Airport a short while ago, leaving four people injured. Two Ghanaian nationals and one Bangladeshi national sustained minor injuries, while an Indian citizen suffered moderate injury. Emergency services responded quickly to the scene and the injured were provided medical assistance. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the U.S. will get its first oil refinery in 50 years, funded by investments from Reliance Industries. Trump said the new refinery at the Port of Brownsville in Texas will fuel U.S. markets, strengthen national security, boost American energy production, and generate thousands of jobs. Describing it as a historic $300 billion deal, Trump in a social media post said that this is the biggest in the U.S. history and a massive win for American workers, energy, and the people of South Texas. However, there has been no official communication from the Reliance Industries on the deal so far. India has dispatched humanitarian assistance to support the ongoing relief efforts in Madagascar. In a social media post, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Ranveer Jaiswal informed that an Indian Air Force C-17 aircraft carrying 12 tons of medical aid and 18 tons of disaster relief material landed in Antananarivo. Back home, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh met President-elect of Chile, Jose Antonio Castres, ahead of Chile's presidential inauguration ceremony. In a social media post, the minister informed that he reaffirmed India's commitment to working closely with the new government of Chile to deepen its bilateral relations across trade, investment, critical minerals, clean energy, and innovation. On to sports. India is set to host a top international archery competition for the first time in 22 years, with Delhi being awarded the second leg of the Asia Cup in 2027. The country last staged a major international archery tournament when the Asian Archery Championships were held in Delhi in 2005. In the FIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India will take on Wales in their final Pool B match in Hyderabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth 11,000 crore rupees in Ernakulam, Kerala. Prime Minister reaffirms NDA government's commitment to boost welfare of fishermen community in the country. In a first, Supreme Court allows passive euthanasia for a man in coma for over 12 years. Chhattisgarh Cabinet approves Freedom of Religion Bill 2026 to curb religious conversions. 108 Naxalites surrender across six districts of Chhattisgarh. U.S. President Donald Trump announces first oil refinery in 50 years with investments from India's Reliance Industries. And in archery, India to host Asia Cup 2027 in Delhi for the first time in 22 years. And with that, we end the midday news.